Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald, coming to you from amazing sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to first of all say, if you'd like to call in, I start out my morning by reminding you there's a number that you can actually speak to me on. That number being area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number is area code 347-324-5730. You can call us for the next 27 minutes. We'll be with you. You know, in the beginning, we always start out by doing a little house cleaning and getting us prepared for this time together. So I want to remind you to do the perfect thing that we always do, and that is get your cup of coffee, a glass of tea, some water, hot water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 27 minutes. This is girl talk, time for us to hang out together and kind of touch bases and see what's going on and what we can talk about to better each other. I don't know if you are able to see the little tags or what we're going to talk about today, but one of them is to get real. I want us to get real. You know, be in search of what the reality is for us and how we can improve on that. Getting in touch with ourselves, trusting ourselves. You know, they say this in the Bible, they say if you have the faith of a mustard seed, God, there's so much that we can accomplish just by having the faith, believing, trusting, and honoring that. And today I want to basically speak to that. I see that I have one caller already on and can't wait to bring her in, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit here first. When I say get real, you know, a lot of times we hide behind our facades or our beautiful makeup or the whatever. We are changing our clothes 4 or 5 times before we walk out of the door. But it doesn't matter if you change the outer court or the outer appearance and you haven't dealt with the inside. Now, that's not saying that you walk around looking woe is me all the time, but dealing with it that you can have the reflection of what's going on the inside, also on the outside. I'm going to go ahead and kind of say a little bit about our sponsors, and then I'm going to move on. Our sponsors are Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. We deal with anything that is traumatic to you, be it the loss of a job, loss of a home, I mean, down to even the loss of a ring or something. But the bottom line, also the main factor that we do, it's for bullying, trafficking, most of all, suicide prevention. So I'd like for you, if you need us at any time, we have a 24-hour phone number. You don't have to worry about a VRU or we'll call you back in 24 hours. I tell you what you can do. You can dial the phone number 702-683-6373. Again, that number is 702-683-6373. And also Destined for Glory Ministries, which is Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard. Well, caller, I see that you're on. This is Suzlyn here at First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, Lessons Learned. Phone number 702-601-8456. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Miss Susie. It's Mizelle.
Oh, good morning. Well,
hi.
We're talking today, and is everything good with you?
Yes, everything's great. Everything's great.
Wonderful. Well, we're talking today about get real. You know, the dealing with not just the outer court by dressing ourselves on the outside, but dressing on the inside first so it can reflect on the outside. Mainly talking about having the faith of a mustard seed. And I don't know if you've ever seen a mustard seed. It's like the end of the tip of an ink pen or the tip of a pencil. So that's not much faith, but it also means without wavering, you know, just trust. And so then I use my tags being to believe, to trust, to honor, and mainly for you to just move on it. So I want to talk a little bit with you about the get real, the getting real and not hiding out. What do you say?
I think when you say getting real, it's the best thing that you can ever do for yourself and for others that you come, you know, that you encounter in a day-to-day basis. Because mm-hmm. when you get real, it's, you know, being honest and you present yourself as exactly who you are, then it's so easy to so easy to express your opinions as well, because you don't have to formulate too many words, because it's what's real.
Exactly.
So,
and
you know,
the part of that you just said was amazing. Say that again. Expressing your opinion.
Expressing your opinion and formulating your words, it's easy when you're real to people, because
exactly.
You don't have to make up anything, because it is what it is. What you say,
exactly.
That's real. That's who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what else, too? The one thing that you just said that was very important, being able to express ourselves. I mean, if you're – that one thing that you said, formulating your words, even when you're being real, there's not even a formulation. It just flows. I mean, my song that I have that I played prior to the show coming on, and it's talking about that communication. Now, when they're saying the communication of on the outer court, and when I say outer court, that's the outside of us, being able to communicate is important, expressing your opinion, as you said, formulating words. But the one thing that I do say with this song, it says if we would just talk to each other. One of the things about that communication and getting real with each other, iron sharpens iron. We talked about that over the weekend. With you or with someone that really knows me, I can be totally transparent. I don't have to worry about formulating my words. I just let them flow. And the same with yourself. And if I'm off post and I'm not right, being able to get real with each other and have the faith to know that the person that you're speaking to, that's why you don't share everything with everybody. But being able to share with that person and getting a response that you know is true, honest, and you can believe it. What do you say about that?
I think it's the truth. And you know what? Even this morning I realized, you know, as I was getting ready, it's really like if you allow yourself to be true to yourself, and it brings out who you are on the outside too. So like when I got ready today, and I asked God to tell me what to wear, I wore spring colors today, because really deep inside the real thing is I feel real love in my heart. So it's the same thing as I presented myself today too. It's the real love. And it's, you know, it's the love that I got from God, and I'm so proud to show it off. So today I feel really pretty.
Yes. <That's>
know? Because, you know, it's nothing, really nothing compared to feeling real, like feeling, you know, in tune with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, and like you said, words just flow out. It just flows
exactly.
out. You know, don't even have to think about it or worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the real fun part of that is when you're real and when you really start to, when you get in touch with yourself and when you actually are trusting what you're, what who you are. That's one of the things that we do. Growing up, we learn how to put on all these covers, these facades to fit in. And it comes a point where fitting in just doesn't do, because it's not a comfortable place, because you're constantly looking to see if you are fitting in. And trends change so much. So why not just get real? You be the trendsetter. I mean, you know, over the weekend I cut my hair. And then I looked at my hair afterwards. I mean, last night I was looking. I said, you know what? This is only a shorter version of what I actually do all the time. And I realized that in the cutting of the hair, that was me getting real with myself again, checking in with myself, trusting and believing that the change that has taken place, because I know it was God that told me to do this for this transition of all the changes in my life. But the bottom line being, I am able to just flow. Even when I went to the closet, I was like, Lord, same thing. You know we do that. Lord, what am I wearing today? And what I put on was very who I am. I realize I'm classic. I'm going to always be classic. I can do all the other stuff, but it still shows up to be the truth, the honest portion of it. Each one of us, there is a part of you that shows up that is always, no matter what you do, you go back to it. Because the truth is going to stay. It's going to be consistent. And not only that, it shows itself every single time. Like I said, this haircut, it's a shorter version of what I always do, but it's a freshness. I am refreshed. What do you say?
Yeah, and you know, and also, Mrs. Dean, I think, you know, it's just like, you know, when you have a piece of furniture, like, if, for example, you have a piece of metal, and, you know, it's metal, but you paint it over. You can paint it over and over again, different colors. But in time, it will still chip off, and
yeah.
And the real material still come out. It's still metal, and so yeah. You know, a lot of people do cover the truth about themselves, and they can only cover for so long. But then eventually, the truth is always going to come out. And so why go through all that stress and all that pressure in yourself when all you have to do really is just be true. And just show off your true beauty or your true color, you know.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is a lot of times, I mean, with me being my 60s, I'm 60 years old now. To be able to, you know, they say as you get older, you get more comfortable in your skin. And
yes,
when you get
yes.
real, really get real with yourself. Now, some don't. That's the scary thing. But mm-hmm. as we age, it's just like fine wine. You can get, we just experienced that too, a wine that was like, wasn't old enough. So in order
yes.
to actually pop the cork on that or to actually pull the cork out, it was hard to do so. And it was because the wine was still too young. It had not aged to where it was at the perfect timing to actually experience it. So one thing, and I think about even as a youngster, you know, I was always kind of old as it was, but and they used to say, you're an old spirit. But the whole thing being is then I, because of hearing that, it started to seem like a negative that I did a total deviation of who I was. But now at 60, I'm back to who I originally was. I believe in me. I trust me. And I honor who I am now. So getting real was the haircut, yes. But outside of that, the transition. What have you done yourself that has made you, not made you, that has wooed you into becoming real, getting real?
I think it's really the time when I really found God. When he brought me back to him is when I really had the urge to be real this time. Because all
mm-hmm.
these years, as I go through my life all these years, I've been trying to, like, you know, go different ways, trying to figure out, okay, is this really where I want to be? Is this where I'm going? Or maybe I'm happy here. Or maybe this person's going to make me happy. But the
mm-hmm.
truth is really, as much as I try to cover or I try to take on some things that is really not what my heart needs, Mm-hmm. And I'm not really being true to myself. It's like a cycle over and over again. And at one time, yes. I just got tired of it, and I said, you know what? It's enough. It's really enough. And the only thing that I know that I haven't really tried is to come to God. So when I asked him, I told him, God, please, I said, reveal to me the truth. What is it really that you think my heart needs? And whatever it is, give it to me. And that's what happened. And wow. ever since then, everything that happens in my life, I know it's from him. And everything that's out of my mouth is the truth, you know. And and I present myself as the real me. So it's like, take it or leave it. So if you don't like it, walk away. If you do, come in.
Exactly. There you go. And it's freeing. So, it's a freedom in it. There is freedom in it.
There is freedom. Yes. And, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, can relate. A lot of people can, you know, can share the same feelings with me. But for those that don't feel it yet, I promise you, if you're listening, if you just try this option. And I promise you, you would never feel so real in your life, you know. It's an amazing feeling. Nothing can replace it. No material, no other emotion can replace it. It's unbelievable.
The wonderful thing is listening to you say it. The excitement in your voice is making me even more excited. So anybody listening, if you feel the excitement that I'm feeling when I'm listening to her, automatically, that's the thing that we're talking about. We charge. Remember I just said the part about iron sharpening iron. There's a charge. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it's like being plugged into an electrical outlet. When I hear your vigor and when I hear your excitement, I want to get some of what you got. Tell them about your get some about it. Go ahead.
No, it's just that every day I wake up, I have this gift of expectation. Like, I just expect great things going to happen today. And when I say great, it doesn't have to be a big blessing. It could be I'm blessed with a parking close to the office. Or I get a blessing, you know, I get a blessing that, you know, somebody opened the door for me when I go in the store. You know, right now it's just everything that happens in my life, I celebrate. And that's what's the most important thing, really, is to celebrate everything that happens to you because, you know, everything comes from him.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell the story of what happened to us this weekend. Just to kind of give everybody, we've been saying this thing of, all the gates, what do we say? The gates are open.
The gates are open. Yes.
And we were in a secure area over the weekend, and we Lizelle had actually forgotten her electrical remote to get us where we needed to go. And we're sitting there looking at each other like, oh, God, I guess we're going to have to wait for somebody else to come in. And then, I don't know, I think we said it. We literally said, but the gates got to be open. The gates got to open.
Yes.
And if I tell you the gate opened, there was no remote, there was nobody in front. We literally looked behind us, looked in front of us. Nobody opened that gate up. That was a God blessing, an expectation that was met with. A lot of times God knows exactly what you need before. He just wants us to open our mouth and say it. And he's just waiting to give you the blessing. He opened the gate. Go ahead.
you just have to acknowledge it. And instead of getting scared, we were like, wow, thank you, God.
Exactly.
You know,
it
but that was really, I mean, if you weren't aware, you'd be like freaked out. You would think like, wow, how did that happen? There goes.
Exactly.
It's open. Yeah. But, you know, you take
it. Was pretty amazing.
You take it as God's favor. All weekend, Miss Susie, you were receiving God's favor over the weekend. I promise.
Oh my God, it was so amazing.
You know. So it's great. It's awesome. I mean, I could go on and on and on about what happened to you this weekend, but we won't have enough time in your show. But you had God's favor this weekend, and I'm a witness to it. Really.
You know what the awesome thing is too, that somebody else saw it, because you know you can experience them, which I love my one-on-ones. Yes. But when somebody else experiences it with you, again, it's that charge for the other person to want that too. So in walking that, you get real, you realize that getting real, trusting, believing, and having the faith of a mustard seed that you can move a mountain, move a security door, come on, seriously. It's dumbfounding. But again, we're expecting that. That's who we are. That's how our daily life should be. That we expect a blessing. We not only expect a blessing, we expect to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I'm so glad that you're on with me today. It was just the perfect time for just one-on-one, Ethan. I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at my board, and again, I'm looking at my board, and I do see that there are other people that are on the line that aren't talking. But I tell you what, you can hide your blessing under a bushel, and no one gets to know about it. And what will happen from there is that your God has to shut it down for a while because there's no honoring it. You're not believing or honoring it or doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, we're at the end of our show, and I want to thank you for showing up and hanging out with me, getting real, sharing your faith of just a mustard seed, having your belief, your purity, and everything that's taking place in your life and my life, and how can we continue to make this thing grow is by doing just this. Touching bases with each other, talking about it, and making this become even more real. I want to thank you for joining me again. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Have an amazing day, and I love you, Lizelle. Thank you so much for showing up with me. We've got more to tell you about, so stay tuned.
Yes.
And see us on Friday, and we'll tell you what the next good thing was. Have a great day. Bye-bye.